I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't a story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on rough for greatness. They pay for getters, they want money more than they want.
Welcome back to the Real O Show podcast. I'm Zachary.
And I'm Joshua.
We are talking Drake for All the Dogs today. We're going to give you our top three favorite songs, why he paired Scary Hours 3 with the For All the Dogs, and then we're going to get into what we think is next for Drake. Osh, take it away. What is your top three favorite songs on For All the Dogs?
My top three, easily, BBL Interlude, Bahama Promises, and Members Only. All hits, no misses, and the Party Next Door feature is unreal. Like,
yeah,
that is real. Party Next Door.
Party killed it. I mean, those are good songs. And honestly, it's hard to pick a top three because I've really been diving into the album. And I was kind of upset when he was like, I'm dropping the Scary Hours 3 because I'm like, fuck, I haven't had time to sit with it yet. But my top three, in no particular order, Drew Picasso, Virginia Beach, and Calling for You has come back with like a vengeance like the last 3 weeks. And the long interlude in the middle going to the 21 Savage kind of like breaks the rhythm. Like, I honestly wish Calling for You was just Drake for 4 minutes rapping like that on that beat. Like, I would love to see him do that more. But those three, and then I would say honorable mention, I like Members Only.
Can I interrupt you there? Because yes. I just had this epiphany when you were saying that. I love the interlude, but sometimes it takes away from the song.
Yes.
I wish they just did Drake's part. He did the interlude with just Savage on it. Like, he doesn't jump on it at all. I wish that he, because like he's done it before. He's done it with Kendrick Lamar. He's done it with a few other people. And it's on this album he's done it. Mm-hmm. Why? Like, that would have made it, because like, I'll be honest with you, that transcript might be the most relatable fucking transcript I've ever heard in my life. If you don't know that girl, if you don't know who that girl is, like, bro, you have not lived your life, because that is some scary hours.
Osh lives a crazy life. But my honorable mentions, I would say, definitely going to say Members Only, but, and Joshua knows where I'm taking this. The way you close an album says a lot about you as an artist. Home Away From Home, Polar Opposites, and then now it gets into the deluxe of the Scary Hours. I think the way he closes it is crazy. Now, why do you think he dropped Scary Hours 3, not as a deluxe? Like, it's a different project. It wasn't For All the Dogs deluxe. It was Scary Hours 3 edition For All the Dogs.
But it is a deluxe. About that. But it is a deluxe.
It's a deluxe, but he didn't put the name deluxe. But why do you think, then why
more
did
streams.
He type?
It's all about streams. It's all about streams, more money. But like, which to be honest with you, didn't really seem like a Drake move. Like, Drake's normally the guy who's like, I don't need a deluxe. Which, I'm not hating on the Ducks. I love Drake music. This is not hate. I love Drake. I want more Drake. Drake, you can drop every day if you want.
Of course. And I think, to take it another step further, of course it's about the streams, because let's be honest, I was already listening to it, but then if he redropped that, you're going to listen to the new songs, but then you're going to go restream the other songs, and then it kind of is this forever cycle. But where I think it comes down to, and where I don't think everybody's thinking about, he did sign a $500 million deal with Universal. I think there's something under there where he has to drop so many projects in so many years where he's really trying to push it out. And I'm going to put a little cherry on top here. He talked about the Scary Hours 3 with the If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. And the If You're Reading This, It's Too Late got him out of his deal with Young Money Records when he became independent. So I think there's a little layer there.
Who really running Universal?
Listen,
Who really running Universal? That's what I want to know. Honestly, he says it in the song. Like, he's pointing at it.
Got it. Listen, I agree. And Drake can do whatever he wants. And I'm not saying Universal is like, Drake, you have to drop. I'm just saying there's $500 million. There's contract obligations. So there's a little just cherry on top there. And the little subtle note when he's doing his little like hype video for it, which, listen, Drake is the coolest person ever. But that little antidote about, oh, he hasn't felt like this since If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, I picked up on that right away. And I think there's that little like, maybe the Scary Hours 3 got him out of the deal, because he has been dropping a lot of projects. Certified Lover Boy, Honestly Never Mind, Her Loss, For All the Dogs, Scary Hours 3. Like, that's five projects in like 3 years, two and a half years.
I think Drake is trying to prove a point on multiple levels. One, he's proving to the Kendrick Lamars of the world, yo, drop. No one gives a fuck about you if you don't drop an album every 4 years. Like, I love Rihanna. I love Kendrick Lamar. But I would love them a lot fucking more, and I'd be a lot more of a fan of them if I had four albums like I have four more of Drake's. And that's why Drake wins and he sells. But Drake is also doing this effortlessly. He said he made those songs, like the whole deluxe was 5 days. He made a deluxe in 5 days. No one could put hits out like that in 5 days. And granted, Drake's on a different level, got way more access. He has it all, but he's earned that. Like, he is the boy. He's the man.
I mean, Drake's the coolest person ever. And I want to transition into this last part. Where is Drake taking this next? Because there was some rumors that like this was going to be his last project. Now, I don't think when he's in this zone, it's going to be his last project. He's already touring again with J. Cole. But like, I don't know what's next. Like, he is, say it or not, like, I'm not saying Drake's old, but like, bro, he's getting up there. And he sees what people say about Lil Wayne, like, old and making music. I don't think Drake is going to be the person that wants to make music when he's 50. I think he's going to want to leave the game. Some Barry Sanders shit, Calvin Johnson shit, Detroit Lions, you know, antidote there. But like, he's going to want to leave it at the top. And he's forever going to be a top streamer, just like Eminem still is. But there is something about walking out on your own, like, choice, like, and not being forced out that, you know, someone else took your spot. But Osh, what do you think?
I think, and I'm like partially joking when I say this, but I'm kind of being serious. I think he's just gonna run Universal. I think he's a guy who's like, he's a mogul. Like, he knows his fingers on the pulse of what's cool, what is the next thing. He could run a studio like that. I mean, that's billions of dollars. We're talking about billions of dollars right now. Like, he is the guy that could run something like that. Like, you see, like, Pharrell working with Versace, like, all these people. Like, Drake is a businessman. Drake is not an art. People think he's a rapper. Drake is a businessman. He's an entrepreneur. He's been hustling. He can act. He can do everything. He'll take your girl, too, if you want. Like, I could see him, like, low-key. And again, I'm partially joking, but partially being, like, when he made that reference of, like, who's really running Universal? Who's really putting in the dough? And it's like, Drake. Yeah. Drake's bringing it in the door.
Yeah, I think Drake has already, you've even already seen it. He's been in like the executive producing roles on shows and is really getting into the Hollywood every side scene. Of it. And I think there's something here. Him and LeBron James are really, I think, going to team up and take over. Bro, Bronny buying up Brentwood like he's still in Akron is a real thing. And I think Drake is going to be right there with them. They're going to create their own Hollywood. I don't think it's going to be Hollywood. OVO. I think it's going to be OVO Wood.
Yeah.
And not Hollywood. Yeah. Not in California. It's going to be someone different.
Like, and Bollywood.
Listen, and I think Drake can do whatever he wants. But, you know, as always, if you made it this far, hit the like, hit the subscribe button. Comment if you hated this, if you hate our opinions, you hate Drake, tell us why below. I don't know why you hate Drake. That just seems like you have some insecurities you need to deal with. But if you do, leave us a comment. We appreciate all the support. It's all love, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, and if you like this format, let us know, because we would do more of this content like this. So let us know if you like this format. If not, if you hate it, then we'll fucking trash it. But
peace.
About to get all this dough. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God, we the ghosts. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs when we on roof for greatness. They paper getters, they want money more than they want fake shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. Be going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. So I'm part for the misses. I put my heart and my feelings on tracks I don't even feel. We bought a box, we drippin'. We bought a box, we fall.